Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, hello, Beamer family. This is Belinda Casper. I'm in, it's not so sunny, Jacksonville, Florida today, and I get to be here on week four with my favorite co-host, Greg Peterson. Greg, hello. Is everything good with you?
Oh, my gosh. Everything is absolutely amazing, Belinda. We've had some high winds here in sunny Southern California, but I'm not going to complain a bit because my hair is so short, I don't have to worry about it getting messed up. So I just go with the flow.
It doesn't blow in the wind anymore, does it? Well, I am happy to be here, and I cannot believe this is the week of Thanksgiving. And I know, you know, it gives us all an opportunity to pause. And I am so thankful that I've had this opportunity to work with you with Blog Talk and to be able to introduce all of the wonderful tools we have to our Beamer family each week. And this week we are starting week four. And one of the beautiful things about November this time is we actually have a week five. So next week we will have our Blog Talk call, and we will be answering questions that you may have had from any of the other sessions. So if you missed any of our sessions, they are all being recorded, and you can listen to them at blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. That's blogtalkradio.com/BEMER, IB as in boy, D as in dog, S as in Sam. So catch up on anything you may have missed this past month. We will be answering your questions on Monday next week, which will be the 29th. And stay to the end of today's session, because we have a big announcement of what the Blog Talk is going to look like in December. But we're going to make you wait a little bit with some anticipation. So let's talk about the homework we had assigned last week. Did you do it? Did you reach out to 10 people on your prospect list and share some of the Beamer information? And did you invite two people to a Beamer meeting or a Beamer call to experience the opportunity of all the tools that we have? So a variety of different options have always been available. Did you do any role-playing in introducing the Beamer or telling your success story with any of your friends or family or anybody that you may be working with? And did you get at least two people on the Beamer practicing how to conduct an effective Beamer session? So those are some of the homework we had last week. And if you did any of those things, you probably gained more confidence in being able to do more as we go forward. So I just want to remind everybody that we do have a Facebook group. We have it is a closed group. You do have to answer questions to join, but I encourage you to join because we have great files in there. We have great content. And you want to go to Quick Face Start IBD Support Group. That's Quick Face Start IBD Support Group. And what you want to answer is, what is your IBD number? And if you're a distributor, you know your IBD number. And we're asking if you attended an academy or not. those two questions have to be answered. Greg has been fantastic about accepting people, but also he will send messages to people if they're not answering the questions. He cannot accept you into the group without those answers of those questions. So, Greg, I'm going to turn it over to you. Do you have anybody that you've been communicating to try to get those answers, to get them
in
the group?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, Belinda, thank you for bringing that up, too. Yes, we have three individuals that are on hold right now that I have reached out to on Instant Messenger. We have a Joan, we have Margie, and we have Ida. And they've received an instant message. So what I will do is I will give them another week, and then I will decline them, and then at which point they're going to have to reapply again or just go back in and ask again to be accepted and then hopefully answer the two questions. And I know it's not a lot of people's fault. They do it on their phone, and what they do is they don't realize that they can scroll upwards to actually see the questions. So it's not that individuals are purposely doing it. It's just that it's just learning the technology and how to operate the system. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And, yes, we got a huge announcement here at the end of the show today. You definitely want to hold on and listen to that as the companies continue to evolve and grow. And this has been one of the first steps in doing so. So let's get started with our follow-up. Excuse me. So on the follow-up, and why is it so important? Now, in the last weeks, we've been talking about how important it is to understand the Beamer sale, getting people into the funnel, what it takes to make a sale or introducing it to the individual. And in general, did you know that the average person – and this is not only just with Beamer. This is on all sales of any type of product. The average person will not make a decision until at least the fifth and 12th exposure. And that is 80%. And mark that down. 80% of sales occur between the fifth and the 12th exposure of being introduced to a product. So what's that mean? Well, number one, if you're introducing it to somebody once or just twice, what you're kind of really doing, if you don't follow up with those individuals, you're just priming that sale for that next distributor to come along and then start continuing, and now it's going to make their job a lot easier. So how do we stay in touch? And this is so important. Think of yourself. If someone were to approach you, and if all of a sudden they just started texting you off the wall and sending you emails and everything like that without your permission, how would you perceive that? Well, we don't want that pushiness. Just communicate with the individual, come from your heart, and just ask him, you know, now that I've shared this information with you, if I come upon something else, may I share that information with you? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, yeah, most definitely. And so then in a week, just send them another bit of information. Or if there's something else that's coming up, excuse me, if there is something such as a live presentation from our national calendar, which we went over, you can share that with them. Or maybe one of the iDecides and sharing that with them. Just different things, but always get their permission, and that serves two purposes. Number one, it shows that you are showing respect to their time and making sure that they are comfortable with what you're doing. Number two, it eliminates that insecurity that we feel about, oh, I don't want to call them, I'm going to bother them, they're going to think this, they're going to think that. So it eliminates all of that, and it allows for a much smoother, natural flow of communication. And that is so important. And we have so much information now in place to share with people. And 9 times out of 10, a purchasing event is an emotional event. Could they live life without it? Sure. Would it be to the same level? Chances are not. But if you educate them properly, you're going to raise that emotional significance in their life that they're going to realize that this is something they really want to have. So after that, after you've done multiple follow-ups with them, just ease into it, and just like every couple weeks, every month, but just stay in contact. We have sales that take up to 6 months, a year. We've had people that have waited 3 years, and it's because they had other priorities in their life that was going on. So just remember, the fortune is in the follow-up. Lead with your heart, show respect, take your time, and most importantly, have fun. Because when you are having fun sharing the information and it's moving smoothly, everything's going to fall into place for you. So when it comes to organizing, Belinda is the master of this, so I'm going to turn this part over to you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. You know, you're absolutely right. It will be 5 years since I've been in the Beamer business. And then, you know, I kind of started out a little slow having left my career. But I can tell you, I've had people that have reached out or responded to an email that I may have sent them periodically that said, okay, I'm ready to go. And so you never, most of the time when somebody says this isn't the right time for me right now, they're probably saying, and I always, always clarify, is it okay if I keep you on my email list and check in with you every once in a while? And I've never had anybody say, I really don't want you to. They usually say, sure, that's fine. So what you're going to do is you're going to have your people that you're freshly speaking to that I call the hot list, and you're going to have the people that maybe you just want to check in once a quarter, or one, you know, you're sending emails to, or you're calling them just a couple times a year to check in and see how they're doing. So it's important for you to recognize that you need to be organized in identifying what you're sending to people and the how you want to be able to do that. In addition to that, we have so many amazing tools and amazing things to share with people, and everyone doesn't want the same thing, and you don't want to send it all at one time. So you need to, we call it, you need to drip on people and not dump on people. And you may be in an athletic conversation with one. You may be in a science conversation with another. You may be in a overcoming a health challenge conversation with another. And so that organization of what you've done and what you need to do next is going to be important. The thing is, it doesn't have to be complicated. I started out with a 3x5 card in a index box, and I wrote the person's name on the top and their email and phone number and how we initiated. And then as I sent communications to them, I would write what I did. And so when I knew I needed to have a weekly call with somebody, I was just moving those index cards around. And when I knew that I was going to reach out to them in a few months, then I put them in a month category. So I found that to be really easy when I was starting out and for the first couple of years. And then there are people who have a CRM system that allows them to possibly have automation of what they call a drip campaign set up. And that is, you know, it could be emailing, it could be texting, but there's usually a cost associated with that. The good news is Beamer is investing in a service that is going to be able to do that for us next year. And so all the Beamer content and information is going to already be available. I think we're going to hear more about that in our January 8th kickoff, but it's exciting to know that they're creating this tool that can make all of that communication and follow-up easy. So we'll be staying tuned to hear more about that. But some people will go to a CRM system. You know, what I also find works really well for me is a simple Excel spreadsheet. I can enter information in my notes. I can sort things in different ways. I have the opportunity to be able to manage the communication in that Excel spreadsheet very simply and easily. And I have to say that paper works too. If you happen to have a 3-ring binder you can just move those papers around as you're talking to people in different times. You don't have to have anything complicated. What you just need to do is make sure that you have a system that works for you that's allowing you to be able to continue to follow up. You really want to try to identify every week who you want to talk to that week and make a point to make sure you're having that communication. The calls, the texts, the emails, the invitations, they all matter. And they're not ever being a pain by letting people know of what the opportunity to learn more. As Greg had told us, that it is really education and a significant issue in their life, that's a significant emotional experience that makes people make that buying decision. Well, we cannot affect the significant emotional experience. We can affect the education and the follow-up, and being organized in that follow-up is an important part of that. So we have a lot of different options to have that drip communication that we can incorporate. Greg, do you want to talk about some of those examples?
Most definitely. Now, these are items that we have discussed in the past, but we're going to review it again because it's really important. So when we're doing the drip system on individuals, there's a guideline that we have already put together, and that is in our distributor library, and that is our lease-to-own option. And the drip material has all been designed and put together by Bettina Torres, Stacy DeVore, and Leslie Fox. And these three ladies spent their own personal time to put all of this together. So where do we find that? Well, I've got mine pulled up right now, and it is in our back office. You go to your distributor library, which is on the left-hand side of your back office. Then you scroll down, and you see those large orange rectangular headings, main headings. One is Get Connected, Start Your Beamer Business, Product Information, Equine Product Information, Sales and Marketing, Science and Medical. Well, the seventh one down is the lease-to-own support materials. On the lease-to-own support materials, when you click on that, you will have different forms that you can print off in a PDF form. And then also at the bottom are three other additional links that you can click on for items. And so just go over all of this material. It's all laid out step by step for you to be able to do follow-ups with different individuals now that you may have rented a unit to, sold a unit to, and or the primarily the lease-to-own option. What this does is it allows you to look nice and professional, to stay in contact with people, and this is something that's very important, and I have learned this on my own. If I tell somebody, if you have any problems, give me a call, I never receive a call. And then I contact them, and they're like, well, yeah, after two or three days, I was feeling like this, so I just stopped using it, and I just didn't want to bother you. This is why we are the conductors of our orchestra, and our orchestra are all the people out there, and it is our position and our responsibility to be able to lead that orchestra, meaning we contact them and find out how they're doing. And instead of asking them, well, do you have any questions? Instead, ask them more of an open-ended question. What are the things that you've noticed so far using the Beamer? Are you using it regularly, and what things have you noticed differently? Ask questions like that, and then that will lead into a better conversation where you're getting the information needed to continue to support and help those individuals and be able to direct additional information to answer their questions that do come up. Be that individual that is that library resource for your client, and then you can give them the appropriate information to answer their specific questions, so they're not wasting time looking at something they're not interested in, but instead they are reading items that are really getting to the root of where their emotion lies. Next, you want to recall your journey on this process. But before that, also, remember that we do in our distributor library, we have videos that we can share. And with those videos, this is something I also learned that I went over with my team last night on our meeting. When you go into distributor library, you scroll down a little bit, and the first orange lettering you say, it says Beamer Monthly Calendar. And then below that in orange, it says Access the Calendar Here. And then directly below that in black lettering, it says Link Not Working, and then there's a question mark. There's two little sections there. If you have a PC, it says press the control and then click to open it. And then to the right of that, if you have a Mac, then it says press Command and click to open. Why do I say that? Because I went in to look at the YouTube videos, and I clicked on the very first section that says Get Connected. That's the first big rectangular area, and in white lettering it says Get Connected. I clicked on that. I scrolled down a little bit. And the second to last item in that section is YouTube channel. And on the YouTube channel are all the videos that Beamer has, and they're all compliant. And these are the ones that you can share with other people. And they're categorized. So like under the science, there's like so many. There might be like 10 videos. And so it says 10. And then so when you click on that, then all of those videos will show up and you can watch them, and then you can see which ones will best suit the needs of your client. So just these are the little idiosyncrasies that we learn that we want to continue to share with you as we continue to grow on our journey by using the new Beamer tools that we have. Okay, so now we also have our recordings, our life.beamergroup.com/8 and then minute story. So life.beamergroup.com/8-minute-story. Then we also have life.beamergroup.com/videos. Now these are other resources that you can look into to see what things we have and things that we can share with our clients. But also, as we start to dive into all these different bits of information, don't overwhelm yourself. Take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour a day, and just review the items and then go about your day or whatever, or go back and review it again. It's really good. For me, I like repetitiveness. So I can take 10 or 15 minutes in the morning and then do it again in the afternoon just to kind of reinstill where I found these items, how to pull them up, and then learn how to share them. And as we talked in the past, being able to have an accountability partner and practice with them or our fellow family members or different things there. Also, remember to recall your journey in making your own purchase. What was it that intrigued you about Beamer? How did the individual approach you and initially plant the seed for Beamer itself? Normally what happens is the way an individual presents the Beamer to you is how you in turn will automatically present it to someone else. So it is in your best interest to practice and learn how to present the Beamer properly at the very get-go, so that way when the process starts with that prospective client, you're basically automatically starting to train them to become a distributor if that is the route they choose to go. And they are going to recall how you shared the Beamer with them. So now do you see why we are instructing you and giving you these tools, how to create an outline, have someone to practice with, because we are allowing you to develop your business to the best range and ability possible. Next, we also want you to document what your Beamer experience has been. What different physical changes have you had? How's it allowed you to balance things in your life? What type of independence has this given you? What type of self-satisfaction of being able to have a career that not only helps people, but it gives you that freedom of the things that you want to do and live the lifestyle that you want to have. So you want to be able to continue to fine-tune and really make your Beamer story impactful, but nice and short and concise. And remember, when we're doing testimonials, we have that ability to go in and learn how to do that in our previous weeks leading up to this week, as well as in our e-learning. And then there's also different seminars also that we have where we teach that, as well as your academies. And speaking of academies, we have one of the most amazing academy directors right here in Belinda. So with that, I'm going to have Belinda continue on with our next section, which involves pacesetters.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much, Greg. Yeah, we had a great academy this weekend, and hopefully I have some of the people who attended in on the call today. But I want to talk about the fact that Beamer continues to create promotions to help us create success. And so this whole year, we've had a Senior in 60 program that allowed people to win extra money if they are able to get 5,000 points during a 60-day period of time. But what I'm really going to talk about is the fact that everybody, if they have any sale, if they have sales that have taken place between September 1st to December 31st, if you have 5,000 points, you will earn $750. Two of your sales happens to be two people who signed up to be distributors and bought their Beamer, so they are IBDJs. That $750 becomes $1,000. You get an extra $250. So every one of us have that opportunity. If we get 5,000 points between September 1st and December 31st, we can get that extra $1,000 and some really, really cool orange shoes, Beamer design shoes. So I'm pretty excited about that. The thing that's also pretty special is, let's say somebody underneath you signs up and they do the same thing. Well, you will get 50% of what they earn. So they too can get $1,000 and you could get $500. Or if they got $750, then you would get $350. So you have the $325. So you have the opportunity to modify and continue to earn above your commission for all of us. But if you just joined Beamer, you have the opportunity to do that for in 60 days after you sign up. So your month of sign up doesn't count, but you have 60 days past that, so 2 months after that. So you could go into the new year to be able to do that. We're not sure this promotion is going to also be offered next year, but it is a tremendous opportunity for you to be able to get some extra income and some pretty cool shoes. But what's even better is Beamer created the promotion for November, and I want to make sure everybody knows about that because we should be talking to everyone about that. In November, if somebody signs up to be a distributor and they purchase the home unit, they have the opportunity to have the Go Pack for free. That means they get a free backpack, a free battery, a free B pad. The home edition is the full body mat and the box and the spot. So that's really a great thing for people whenever they want to be able to sleep on the Beamer and have it at home. But then they get the Go Pack for free. So if there's anybody you've talked to about the Beamer, you want to make sure you're sharing that promotion. There is a flyer in the back office that explains it. It's wonderful. It talks about all the different accessories and items included. So it really is a fantastic full set virtually for $4,990 because you basically get everything you need. You just don't have the B-sit, and that's really fantastic options. So you want to be able to make sure that you understand what those promotions that are available, and staying connected is going to help you do that. So think about knowing those tools, talking to some people. Maybe there's somebody that's evaluating where they are in their career and they're ready to make a change. maybe there's somebody that's having a health issue that you're dealing, that you're talking to, and they're ready to make a change in their health. You know, we have to remember and help people to think about that the Beamer is not an expense. It's an investment in your health. And the beauty with Beamer is it's a single investment, and it helps everyone in the household. So, you know, Beamer is the gift that keeps on giving. So think about all those tools that Greg was sharing with us on that's available to us, and make your process simple. We talked about the 283 system. We want to make our process simple, because when people see how simple it is for you to do it, they recognize they can do it too. It gives them confidence. As we say, people are not duplicatable, but the systems are. So make it simple and create the process that works for you. It may be something that you're more comfortable in calling people. Someone else may be prefer to text, or somebody else may prefer to send emails, or you have a certain amount of different processes and examples that you're sharing, or videos you're sharing. Get what's comfortable and easy for you. And then think about the fact that you want to continually be expanding your list of people you're talking to. You want to always continue to have more people. Remember what our behaviors are. We want to keep introducing the Beamer to two new people every single week, so we keep growing that sales funnel, those people that we're educating through the process. So think about it. Who do you know? Are you involved in network groups? Maybe you want to make some decisions for next year to get engaged in some network groups. A way to do that is to go to meetup.com and do a search for network groups. You may even want to just find some that you of things you like to do, tennis or pickleball or hiking or biking. You know, I'm a member of BNI. It's a business network group. I know, Greg, you've had great success doing that too. You know, there are chambers that you may want to join, or think about people in your church or gyms or hair salons. And maybe you want to even see if you could come once a month to a health food store near you and do Beamer demonstrations. Think about who you can talk to that is going to allow you to get more people interested and aware of Beamer. You know, we are all those individuals that are creating the brand with Beamer and getting the word out. Our marketing department is doing a fabulous job with the ambassadors and the content they're giving, but they also need us people on the streets to help share the word. So think about how you're going to be sharing that word. Now, Greg, I don't want you to take this personal. I'm not saying you're the not to do list, but there's some things we have to remind people that they shouldn't be doing when they are following up with people. Do you mind going through that list?
You know, I am like the living example of all of this right here, Belinda. So you picked the right person to do this. So this is the not-to-do list. And so that's kind of like putting me on the naughty list here. So we want to make sure that you guys don't make the same mistakes that we did as we went through this learning process. So number one, when you become a distributor, you are so excited and you want to share the Beamer with everybody. You want to run to the top of that mountain and scream the top of your voice, "I know Beamer and I want to share it with everybody." Unfortunately, what happens is you go out there and your enthusiasm, you start approaching an individual, talking to them, and it's like squirting them down with water with a fire hose, and you're going to turn them off. And yes, I did that with one of my best friends and totally turned him away from it for quite some time. So we don't want you to do that. So that's why we put this program together, is so that we are allowing you in a drip type format to build that foundation. We planted the seed. We're now getting that nutrients into the soil so that that seed is going to be able to grow and develop a good root bundle so that you have all the strength in the world to go out there and be nice and productive. So we want to make sure that you learn in a nice, comfortable, easy manner. And that's why having an accountability partner or using your mentor to be able to help develop and do this support. All right. So even using family members. as it makes a big difference. Okay, next. Don't fake any answers that you do not know. People are going to recognize that, and you're going to get basically caught in a lie. Beamer, we lead with integrity and honesty, and that is also opens up the door for a positive thing, which are the three-way phone calls that we had discussed in previous weeks here on the Quick Start program. So if you do not know the answer, just let the individual know, you know what, I don't know the answer to that. And I'm actually curious about that too. Let me give such and such a call. And without the end of their individual going, oh, no, you don't need to, start dialing and bring them up. And then right away, now you've gotten a three-way call started. So these are little tricks of the trade that definitely help. Also, we are independent distributors. So one thing that we do not do is go out and use mass media. Like, we do not go out and talk on a radio program or talk to a journalist on TV, on the news, or put ads in newspapers or magazines. This is all the responsibility of the corporate headquarters, because they are going to make sure they go through compliance and they make sure that everything is done properly, because once it is in print, you cannot pull it back. And you have to remember, we are operating not only under our corporate, but our corporate operates under the FDA and the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Food and Drug Administration. And we have to meet their requirements. And there have been companies in the past that have actually been removed from the marketplace because they were violating these items. So that's why Beamer takes it very seriously about doing any of this. And that's why we take it seriously, to educate you for these items. Okay, now we have our social media platforms. Now there's a lot of things now that we can share. If Beamer publicizes it on Facebook, you can share those items. But remember, not being able to have Beamer like in your email address, on other websites, different things like that. Once again, it is corporate's responsibility to develop these items. A couple more items. We do not cold call on doctors or veterinarians, meaning if you are not the client of that doctor or veterinarian, you don't go knocking on their office door wanting to introduce them to Beamer. You do that by, if you know somebody that has a certain doctor, and just say, hey, can I go in with you? And or you can mention to them, hey, ask the doctor, have they listened to Beamer? But it needs to be from the doctor's client that they learn about these items. Otherwise, that's considered cold calling. Okay, there has to be that connection, that bond between the doctor and the client. All right, the last but not least is we do not go to seminars or medical expos and set up a booth or stand outside and hand out cards or anything where it's a medical expo for doctors or veterinarians. Reason being, they want to make sure that we are educated properly and that we represent Beamer in the highest regards. Now, when you go into your e-learning, the fourth section down is compliancy. Make sure you go through the welcome video, which is number one, the disclaimer form, number two, getting started, the company's vision, and the navigation on how to use the e-learning. But then the next one is compliancy. Before they even get into the main stuff, compliancy is number one. So make sure that you take the time and go over this. Now, we're running short on time here, so I'm going to turn it over to Belinda on how to be a great IBD, and then we're going to be going over how to do Zooms, and then we've got some announcements for you.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you. So really, the way you're going to have great success is to create and commit to daily habits that really make the difference. So think about it. Each week, are you willing to make a commitment to introduce the Beamer to two new people? Get at least two people on the Beamer. At least two people, invite them to the presentations that we do all the time on calls. This is how you can expect to have at least one sale a month on average. So on average, by age 18, you hear about 200,000 so-called failure messages. Too small, too big, too awkward. You know, some of those remain in our unconscious. So you need to also check your mindset. and identify, do you have any of that automatic programming that's holding you back from success? You are the one who decides your success. You can achieve the success, and you will have what you want by creating that mindset. Henry Ford said it once, if you think you can succeed or you think you will not, if you think you will succeed or you think you will fail, you are right. And the biggest thing for you to remember to be successful is consistency, consistency, consistency. So, Greg, do you want to talk about what the changes are for Blog Talk as we wrap up today's call? Greg, are you on mute?
There we go. Good call, girl. Yep, so... What we want to do is we do have our Zoom education, but we're going to do that next week, number one. So make sure that you have your paper and pen ready for next week. But then also, Quick Start Program is going to evolve into the next level. And what level is that? Well, George Veronis is going to come in, and on our e-learning, which is on the left side of your Beamer back office, under e-learning, the fourth item down, it says Blueprint for Foundational Success. They are going to now start to do that for the Quick Start program, because actually we kind of started things off here, and now the company has gone and they're going to take it to a whole new level. And so this will also be a resource for you to be able to go in and learn in advance. And then George is going to be able to share with you additional tips and all that will relate to the subject that they're covering. And this is just the start, because they are going to continue to build upon this foundation. And not only for people just starting, but one thing that we've been looking at is what happens when you become a senior? What happens when you become a group leader or a team manager or organizational manager, organizational director plus? And there's nothing in writing of what the differences are or what to go through in your back office for each of these steps. So now the company is going to be developing an educational process to where we're going to be able to learn these steps. So as we continue to evolve and grow, we want to embrace and support all those that are doing this. So we want to make sure that we give George all our support. We will always be in the background helping out wherever needed. And so for next week, week number five, we will be doing the Zoom education on how to do a proper Zoom call. We will be answering any and all questions as it relates to the Quick Start program to help get you started. And Belinda, I do have a final saying. Is there anything that you would like to share before we finish the show today?
No, I just want people to realize that staying plugged in, staying consistent, and making sure your mindset is positive. And we look forward to next week's calls to be able to answer any question anyone has about any of the content. So I'll let you end with the quote for the day, Greg.
Okay, well, I've got a new one here, and this one is, the challenge of leadership is to be strong but not rude. Be kind, but not weak. Be bold, but not a bully. Be thoughtful, but not lazy. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. Have humor, but without folly. So make sure, folks, that you go out, lead with your heart. Know that Beamer has changed your life and that you want to change someone else's life. And when you put that energy out to the universe, it will come back to you. Follow the steps that we've gone through. Listen to the recordings that we have here on blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. All of these have been recorded. And let's have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we look forward to hearing from you next Monday. Belinda, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving yourself, and it's been a pleasure doing the Quick Start program with you.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.